Hi, this is Gordon, W2, Tango, 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 and this is K2BAR, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, and this is the TechNet. The TechNet is a net open to all radio amateurs licensed to operate the 2-meter band, and we hope that you'll participate even if you don't have a question, even if you think we're talking above your head, even if you think we're talking below your pay grade, if you will. I'm not sure I should use that phrase anymore. It's been co-opted. Anyway, moving right along. The purpose of the TechNet is to conduct a dialogue about any aspect of amateur radio that interests you. Amateur radio is a technical hobby, therefore any subject is pretty much open. Within amateur radio, electronics and things that depend on those things. So we hope you will participate. In any case, the way you check into the net is as follows. The way you check in is to, give your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment for the net. Pretty straightforward stuff. We do this in an orderly manner by asking for call signs in some sort of grouping. I will tell you that one of the topics tonight will be weather event for Saturday, and we hope that people who have time and or can make the time and have the skills can make themselves available should your communications expertise be needed. We'll talk about the various ways you can do that, from the comfort of your easy chair to the less pleasant methods by journeying out. So, on that note, let us begin. Stations whose call signs begin with Alpha, please call Q2BAR with your call sign name and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
0.00, appears to be rising. I have 89.
Meteor on several different antennas. All right, so we have no alpha stations. That's fine. All right, let's do the K2s. K2s first. This is K2BAR. Call sign name and whether or not you have a question or comment.
This is K2ZO, Jim. No questions or comments at this time.
K2,
okay, it's really funny. I'm hearing... When I drop it here, I'm hearing people checking into the other net. I'm getting Sam and Vernon, which is pretty funny, but he's not checking into our net. Alrighty. Good evening to you, Jim. I see you have no question. Any other QO2s, please call K2BAR. Call sign name and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
K2, Zulu, Charlie, Dave, none of the above.
Okay, K2 Zulu Charlie. Hi, Mr. Dave. Good to hear you. And I got that you have, you're kind of in the none of the above category. Not a problem. It's always a pleasure to hear you. Who was the other Kilo to?
Alpha Mike India, K2 AMI. No, no question.
Hello. November, India, Middletown.
This is. Okay, I got K2AMI. Who was the other station?
This is.
Okay, any other QO2s? This is K2BAR. Okay, any other QO stations? Please call K2BAR. Alright, any whiskey stations, please call K2BAR. Call sign name, whether or not you have a question or comment.
This is Whiskey 2, Japan Echo Kilowatt. Name is Don with a comment.
Good evening, Don. Noted your comment. Any other Whiskey 2? Or any whiskey stations, I should say. Alright. Any November stations, please call KTBA. Our call sign name and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
KTBA. This is N2OEO. One comment, one request.
Okay, Noel, good evening to you. You have one comment and one query or request. I'll note that. Already, any other November stations?
Yeah, that's 2KHM. No question at this point. To turn my phone squawks back on. Yes, the guys are driving me crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, when I say they're full scale here on Wet Noodle. Alrighty. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call KTBAR.
Name is Harvey.
Harvey, a little noisy, but I got it. Do you have any questions or comments for that?
Yes, I have one question. I'll wait till it's my turn.
Thank you, sir. Any other station?
KO2OK, Bennett. None of the above.
Okay, good evening, Bennett. Okay, noted. Any other stations?
KA2EDU, and I do have a question.
Good evening, Helmet. Noted that you have a question. That's good. Anybody else?
KC2CHD. My name is Harold, and I do have a question.
Hi, Harold. Welcome aboard. And that's excellent. Noted your question. Anybody else with a question, comment, or confusion, or just want to check in? This is KTBAR. Okay, one last time. Anybody else to check into the net, please call KTBAR. Call sign name and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Alrighty. We have two comments, a query, a request, three questions, and I have an announcement that I'm sure Tony does too about the club meeting, which is Sunday night, but I won't go further than that with that. One announcement I have, and I'll probably make it again later, is that Bob WB2AIU and I believe Tony K2MI are looking for operators should there be a shelter activation by the Red Cross here in Bergen County. That I called Bob this morning about that, and he was going to reach out to some folks about that to make sure we had a crew. At that time, we thought the event was more Sunday-oriented. That still may be, but the weather's coming Saturday, so it could be a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening kind of need. In addition, the county may have some communications posts that they need to have staffed either with other agencies or with private agencies, such as the Red Cross. So we'll be looking to phase people in and out of jobs so they can get rest. Some people have limited availability. You need to be able to operate your gear from a pretty much a portable situation, and we can talk about that later as well. But and we have things we can beg, borrow, and steal, need be, to make that happen. In any case, just want to advise people to, you know, literally charge your batteries, get spare batteries, make sure you have personal provisions and a go kit, make sure your mail is all squared away, and the like. All those things need to be done before we have any inbound weather. Forecasted wind can be anywhere from in the 30-mile-per-hour range to the 70-mile-an-hour range, depending on who, where, and when you are and how it comes. Ranges on moisture anywhere from 2 to 10 inches, depending on who you believe. And frankly, I think it's probably more in the 40-mile-an-hour wind category and the 4 inches of rain, but that's still, you know, a big deal. That could be enough to cause some activations. No one should self-activate, but you can feel free to call or email me if you so desire. And we can, you know, we have the ability to send out a lot of messages via email.
cell phone, and also here on 79 or 146 955. Skywarn.net is going to be on 146.70, and Passaic County is going to be on 146.79, unless they get 442-900 working. That's pretty much the scoop. Anyone who wants to email me, w2ttt@aol.net, I can send you some of that information if you didn't catch it earlier. So, let's, with that in mind, let's get to our first comment. That would be W2JEK. Go right ahead, K2BAR.
K2BAR in the group, this is W2JEK. I say good evening, everybody. Yeah, well, last week I had mentioned information on a buttered HF 6-feet vertical, the length of the matching section coax that connects from the base of the antenna to the base of the coax that goes to the shack. And somebody suggested the internet, and I looked around and I found that Butternut is now owned by Venture, and www.venture.com, and they have the information there for their Butternut verticals. And you just scroll up into the manual section and find any you're looking for, which I did, and they suggested a piece of RG11 at 75 ohm coax. And the side, solid dielectric version, it would be 11 feet 4 inches and 13 feet 6 inches of this form. And they explained in there the theory of the antenna that the whole antenna is 26 feet long at that point, and match about a 100 ohm impedance now, the 50 ohms they used with matching section. So that's information I needed for Joe, and he got it, and just found out to let everybody know where the guy. So that, back to that, W2JK.
Nothing like a success story. Anybody have any follow-ons to that? Well, thank you very much for doing that. That's excellent. That's really, really good. Actually, while I'm operating here, it's kind of neat. I'm using Mixed W, and I can actually see the PL tone on the plot. It's really kind of neat. You can also see harmonic of the tone, which is kind of neat as well. So, anyway, and other incidental audio artifacts. So, anyway, let's move on. Our next, actually, anybody else have any comments they want to add to that? Please call K2 the air. Okay, well, again, very good, good job, Mr. Don. All right, N2OEL, your question, your comment, and then your request. K2 the air.
Hey, how are you hearing me on this radio?
We can hear you now.
Okay, what's interesting is that the Oakland handsets, I bought for $15 a cable, which was a sub-project. This thing brings me out of the mud. I'm here at Middletown Station, or whatever it was. I heard people checking in the Middletown. And it makes it easy to operate. And if I'm full quiet, then I'm amazed, because I have this thing hung up from a curtain rod in my bedroom, as opposed to using the outside antenna. So my comment is, I think we should, as a project, make J-Pole to take to the various, like the Red Cross or whatever, if we ever get called out, as one of our future projects. Remember the last time I was called out, we had my mag mount stuck on a chair in one location. The other location, it was stuck on some electrical wiring thing off the door. So that's it. Back to you. HBR and OEL.
Actually, it's a really good idea. And by the way, it was hanging from a, like an electrical box for the emergency lighting, if I recall. We didn't actually have the emergency lighting. I think it was an exit sign or something. It was one of those big various metal boxes that said exit on top and something like that, and you had the antenna on top about 6 inches from the wall. As far as wire J-poles, they're great. They are hard to hold up, but they're easy and they're portable, so why the heck not? I'm looking at a couple of copper J-poles here, the Copper Cactus variety, and I can assure you, I think they're quite effective. As far as what you were hearing the Vernon, Connecticut repeater, which is north and east of Hartford, from the other side of East Hartford, actually, from here. And nice job. Does anybody want to comment about the J-Ball? Please call K2B Air. All right, I think you made a sale, though. Very, very good, Noel. Do you have anything else?
Can you walk that flight to make a difference? Would you let this quarter wave whip? Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, you're a lot noisier, but I hear you.
Can you hear the other net, even with the quarter wave whip? Okay, I'll say I'll send some more luck.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Noel. Alrighty, our next contributor is KC2AWX with a question.
KC2AWX here. Well, our great resident of Vera promised us some sunspots. When is he going to deliver those? Because I noticed all this week, 6 meters and 10 and 2 meter sidebands, dead as a doornail, and there's no action. I'd like to know, when's everything going to start? Do we have to wait another 10 years? KC2AWX.
Well, you know, you have a point. In fact, it was on his platform that by the end of his term, which is all he's allowed to under the club constitution, two consecutive terms, with at least one intervening term, that he would, in fact, deliver a rise in the sunspot numbers. I don't know. This is problematic. I really don't know, Harvey, what to say. Anybody have any comments about this?
Even the experts don't know.
This is lying. And it's Duquette.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Zetto. Mr. S2K, what was that?
My comment was, how can you tell if a politician is lying, Mr. K?
He strikes for hope and patriotism instead of a concrete plan.
It's supposed to be his lips are moving, but I suppose there are lots of other permutations on that.
Yeah, well, I think I heard one last night that was pretty funny, actually. But anyway, I don't want to get political here. Well, I do, but I'm not going to. My politics are well understood. Anyway, let's see. Let's see. Mr. Harvey, anything else?
I think that was up. At all. Can't think of anything. Maybe Noel knows something. KC2AWX.
Well, Lassie has not jumped in. Alrighty. KA2BDU, Mr. Helmut, you have a question. Go right ahead, sir.
KA2BDU. Thank you, Gordon. Good evening to all, and here's my question. What is the frequency of the lightning burst over Ethernet?
That's a good question. They're pretty broad-banded, actually. They're quite harmonically rich. I didn't want to speculate where they concentrate, but I will defer to others. But I do know that you can find energy in lots of different places in the spectrum. Mostly towards the lower end, but not necessarily. So, on that note, anybody want to take a shot at it? T2B AR. Even in relatively local lightning strikes, let's say within 15 miles, i.e. I can see the strikes, when I listen on an AM broadcast radio versus a tuned radio in AM, I'll hear the static much more. on the AM radio, AM broadcast radio. I think that has to do as much with propagation as anything, but I do believe that there's more energy in the lower end of the spectrum, but I can't be certain of that.
Question, Gordon.
Go ahead, Jim.
You say you're hearing lightning strikes on AM?
No, I'm not.
Oh, have you worried?
Yeah, nothing when I do.
Okay.
Oh, man, I apologize. Yawning here. It's been a long week. Got one more day to go, and then we have this crazy drill, rain exercise. Oh, a reminder, there's an Aries drill on Monday. It'll be 7:30 is the talk-in start time, maybe a little earlier. It'll be at 146.79, and the destination is Bergen Field. We will be working on getting folks squared away with some SET planning. The SET, the statewide SET, simulated emergency test, is in fact the day of the Barra Hamfest, and also my friend's wedding in the afternoon, so I'm kind of post morning and afternoon. Several EOCs in the county are going to activate, and we need to come up with an alternative date for when we want to do our internal drill. So please keep that in mind. One possibility is Sunday afternoon. Another possibility is a date to be determined. The other date that came to mind would be the third weekend in October, which is also Jamboree on the air. That way we could get some dual use out of it. Just a thought. So, please let me know what your thoughts are on the subject. Over the next couple of days, via radio, email, telephone, smoke signal, carrier pigeon if you can find one, etc. So, any more on this subject, for Mr. Helmet, and then pass it to Mr. Helmet. Okay. Well, Mr. Helmet, I think it's yours. Anything else you want to follow up with? KTBDU, WTBAR.
KA2BDU. Yep, I guess we still have an open question, and maybe I will come back next week. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. But I believe it's broadband, it's harmonically rich, and it concentrates in the lower frequencies to start. I think that's still what you're going to find. I may be wrong, but, I suppose all the song goes, you may be right, I may be crazy. Anyway, I won't go to the next slide. On that note, KC2THD. Harold, over to you, your question, KTBAR.
Roger, KTBAR, KC2THD. My question, I guess it might be kind of a newbie two-meter programming question, but I currently have two radios. I have a handheld, a Kenwood, and I have the ICOM IC208H. And, I'm speaking to you on it right now. It works fine. But my problem was, when I programmed in the repeaters that I have so far, I only have about four or so in there. You have a choice between like tone squelch or just tone. So I use tone squelch because you don't have to mess with the squelch control. And supposedly when the repeater transmits that particular tone, which you program it with that channel, it opens up the squelch. I understand that. Well, recently all of a sudden I had Warwick's repeater programmed in, which is N2NOG, and I can't hear anything. But you would see the scan stop, you'd see like a signal line bar, but no audio. So I was like, what is going on? But then I just decided, like, let me just take that channel and just change it back to tone swells, and think that would work. So my question, I guess, is it that probably that repeater or any repeater, if it doesn't transmit the tone out that it wants to have in to open up the repeater, the tone swells won't open it? Is it better? My overall question is it better to just use tone when you program your channels in, or... and just set your squelch control, because it can have a problem with a lot of repeaters. That's my basic question. Back to Ned, K2BAR.
It's a really good question, most computers around here seemingly transmit the PL as well as receive. That is not universal. You know, more repeaters have PL and, you know requirements to get to open them up. And I got to tell you, when I was driving between here, Cleveland to St. Louis to Lexington, Kentucky, back to Cleveland, then to New Jersey again this past summer, I was majorly disappointed because I could get the scanner to stop, but I couldn't hear anything. And I couldn't figure out the PL, the repeater required, because, they didn't have it on the encode side. They had PL decode on the receiver input of the repeater, but not encode on the output. So it was majorly frustrating. So like Jim did tonight, most of us operate PL encode and carrier receive, carrier squelch receive. Those conditions get annoying, either because of noise or because of a forward repeater being very strong. And under those conditions, we do the decoding. That's pretty much what we do. Anybody else have a comment? This is K2BAR. Okay, well, there's your question, Harold. By the way, if people would, think about checking in a moment, and after Harold, then I have I'll toss it to Tony for some club announcements, and also Don for some PE announcements, and Jim for some kid night announcements. I think those are the three things we should cover. So, Harold, any more? Stay to the air.
No, that just about answers my question. That's what I figured it was, that particular, and Warwick used to work, and all of a sudden stopped. I guess they stopped sending out the PL tone, encoding on the output of the repeater, I imagine. Because both of my radios did the same thing, and they're not both messed up, and I didn't change anything on the programming. So I'm pretty much going to just stick with tone, I guess, with programming memory channels, unless you know the repeater, like the one I'm speaking on right now, encodes on its output. Over.
Yeah, that's correct. You have it right down the money. All righty. Who is going to go back? Actually, before we go on to our announcement section, would anyone else like to check into the net with or without a question or comment? Please call K2BAR.
KC2PYB with KC2TMR. No questions or comments at this time.
Okay. Good evening, Barbara. Good evening, Richard. Nice to hear you both. It's the drill is going to be on Monday, as I said, 7:30 in Bergenfield. We'll start the final phases of the talk-in. We're going to start the meeting by 8 o'clock, or early 8 o'clock, after everybody has obtained their coffee or whatever else they would like from the local establishment, because we need to talk about the SET plans. On that note, anybody else want to check in, please call K2BAR. Okay. Well, at this point, we go to Tony, K2MI, club meeting announcements.
Good evening, K2BAR and BARNet, and the group there is Tony, K2MI. Well, this coming Sunday, rain or shine, or Hannah, or Ike, or anybody else, will be the Barrow meeting. The meeting doors will be open about 7 o'clock. We have about a half an hour of live bowling and conversation. Shortly after that, definitely by quarter to 8, we should start. Program for the meeting this month will be a show and tell program. And that's based upon the fact that those members attending will bring something show and talk about show and tell. Now send me anything ham radio related, computer related, or even hobby related. If you have a hobby that you think that might be interesting to other people, tie them in their household. You may be able to run on a vacation tour that might be interesting to other people. I'd like to have ham radio related items or anything that would be of general interest to club members. Please bring it along. We'll put you on a schedule. Based upon the number of people there, we'll limit you as to how many minutes you can talk. that many. Things like models are good. Things like other radios, old radios, things like kits that you built. Anything that you think might be interesting would be great to bring along. Let me just drop it here for a moment. Okay, so that would be our program for this upcoming Sunday night at the Red Cross building in Ridgewood. Now, we are carefully watching the weather, as everybody else is. We're hoping that by next weekend, the storms will have cleared enough so we'll have a two-day event on Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th, which is the VHF contest weekend. If the weather is permissible and we are going, and it does work, and we can't get out without rain and lightning and wind and stuff like that, we will be going up to the Mount Evo or the old Nike base up in Orange Town to set up our VHF equipment and our tents and our transmitters and receivers and work for as much as we can from having set up Saturday morning, get on the air Saturday at 2:00. And shut down sometime late afternoon on Sunday and put everything away. So two-day event. We do need help, of course. Not that much, but enough to help carry things and unload things and put up towers. It's a fairly simple job, but we'll be using a power erecting system that does it very easily. Hopefully we'll have enough operators to operate as many hours as we possibly can. Overnight operators would be greatly welcome, but we don't need to get too many of those who can stay awake all night. So look forward to good weather and next weekend for the future contest. So this coming Sunday for the parachuting. I think that covers it. Back to you there, Met Control and W2TTT. Very good.
Okay, Tony, very good. I'm thinking that this weekend will be at least be ready to practice your skills that we hone in contests in the tactical communications environment if the weather so presents the opportunity or need, if you will. Alrighty. W2JEK, what do you call it? About the VE team, Mr. Don, K2BAR.
Okay, KQBI on the net, W2JEK. Our VE schedule is as follows for September the 19th, which is a Friday at 7 o'clock. So we'll be at the high school in Washington Township. And next session after that will be October 4th, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Hamfest. And then the next session, the last for the time of the year, will be November 23rd at the third Friday. November at 7 o'clock again at the high school. We're using classroom 123 like we usually do. That's about it for now. I know it's on the website, so we'll see what happens. There don't seem to be any other sessions in North Jersey in this area right now. Pull up the ARL's website, and you see one's over in New York. But we might be busy.
That back to that. Okie doke. Very good. Thank you, Don. There might be one opportunity, the 25th, it's a Saturday of October. It's a Saturday before Halloween. And there's going to be a one-day course given by IAGH, Joel Wagoner, who's, by the way, the district emergency coordinator for Passaic County. And Joel is going to teach the course, and they will have a VE team set up toward the latter part of the day. They're using the Q&A book from Gordon West, the little yellow technician Q&A book. So, and plus they send you some materials in advance as well when you register for the course. I don't think it's very expensive at all. And Joel's been doing this for about 5 years, so he's really good at it. And I know some of my scouts are going, and probably my youngest son, and maybe some other people. We'll see. So, hopefully we'll have an additional opportunity out there at the Red Cross building in Fairfield on the 25th. Alrighty, Last but not least, we have not only Kid Knight, but we also have our Hamfest Ironman par excellence, K2ZO from K2BAR.
Wait, Slavia.
Okay, K2BAR. K2ZO caught me underneath the bench here trying to run a piece of cable. Okay, the Hamfest is October the 4th, and the sign-up sheet will be going around so that we'll be able to get some volunteers, and we'll be sending the sign-up sheet around, I guess, at the meeting on Sunday. Also, the Kid Knight will be back at the high school. I called there today. I said I don't have my paperwork back, and they told me don't worry about it. Go ahead. So we're all set for next Tuesday at the high school. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Jim. It's very good. Nice that you and Monica switched places. No, just kidding. Anyway, moving right along. I'm not even doing this drinking. Think about that. Right on drink, guys. All right. Moving right along here. Any other check-ins, comments, questions, or concerns for the net, other than maybe the mental health of the net control, please call K2BAR.
K2AY with some information.
Go ahead, Tony.
Now, we did send out an email to all of our members requesting that if they simply would be available for operating a radio at a shelter or in some way aid or Red Cross and Barra over the weekend, they would respond to my call, my email address. So far, zero response. As far as I can tell, I've been trying to download some emails and I've been having a little trouble with the But guys, if we do have an event that we need some current shelters, we'll need a few volunteers. Basically, we got to do with Bob Jagger tonight, and we'll be calling you up on 7-9. We'll tune in to 7-9. If the weather looks bad and you think you'd like to get involved and haven't reached us yet through an email or your email is not working, try the 700 meter. Our prediction is that flooding won't occur instantly on Saturday, but probably will occur late Saturday night and Sunday. So it's during the flooding situation that we have to have shelters. And of course, unless they are smart enough to set up shelters before the flooding, hope we don't need them at all. But if we do need them, we will need some help. You know, generally, one of the main shelters will be probably up in the Burke Community College building. Possibly there might be a shelter set up at Lodi High School. It's only guessing. We don't know for sure. Bob suggested that I man the fort here from K2AMI transmitting station. He will try to man and cover some of the other shelter stations that may be out there. Please tune in to 7-9 sometime late Saturday afternoon and all day Sunday to see if we need it. We can reach back to man control.
Okay, Tony, I didn't get your email. I'm a member of the club, so I don't think it went out.
I didn't send it out. It was sent out to the Barra bulletin mailing list. I think the Phil Barber was going to send it out. Did anybody else not receive the email?
I didn't get it to PYB and JC2CMR. Neither one of us received the email.
Okay, I guess we'll have to check and see what happened. Perhaps I just got a private copy sent by Bob Jagger. He was going to hold it to Barbara, who has the Barra mailing list. My mailing list is not complete, so I reneged from that job. And he's done going to the Barra bulletin mailing list. That's the double check. Back to the next control.
Okay, yeah, we need to get that email out as soon as possible. And if, from what you're saying, it sounds like Bob amended the forecast it needs per the somewhat accelerated nature of the weather. Very good. But yeah, I think you're right. The shelter operations would probably be Saturday night, Saturday overnight, Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon, with most people finding their way to another place by Sunday afternoon. So even if you were doing shelter duty on Sunday afternoon, chances are you'd make it to the meeting. In any case, we also need additional operators available to either relieve these guys should they have a limit, or we have other posts to send people to. County OEM does do coordination of other needs, and they tend to come to me for appropriate staff to fill those needs from time to time. So please, if you have interest and you have other skills and you know want to work with Red Cross or other agencies, please so indicate with an email to me as well. Bob was going to copy me on whoever responded, Tony, but at this point, I only know you and Bob because I think you're the only two I know who got the message. So, fair enough. Any other questions or comments on the subject of Saturday, Sunday, or the Monday Air East Drill? Please call KTVA.
Sunday 2, JTK with a question.
Get it done.
Mentioned the 146955 repeater, and I'm curious what the PL tone is on that one.
I'm sorry, say again?
You mentioned the use of the 146955 repeater. I'm just wondering what the PL tone would be on that 7 repeater.
1313. If you guys go to the Bergen Aries Yahoo group site, in the file section, all the frequencies and offsets and PLs are on in a file that's pretty clearly labeled.
Yes, thank you. WQJK.
I want to use that as an opportunity here. For those of you who are not members of Bergen Aries or the Bergen Aries Yahoo group, please go to the Bergen Aries Yahoo group, yahoogroups.com, and type in Bergen-Aries as the group name. You'll see it. And join it, and I'll approve you, and away you go. And you'll get all the emails. You'll be able to read all the files, all that good stuff. So, any other questions, comments, confusions, please call KTBAR.
KTBAR, this is KC2PYB.
Okay, Richard.
Yeah, what will the 146955 frequency be used for this weekend?
Perhaps it's an alternative to 9 to 7-9.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry, you got past me when you were saying it.
Yeah, pretty much we're going to follow the plan with one exception. You know, most of the guys are more comfortable using 7-9. And that's fine, so we're going to use 7-9 as the primary. I mean, keeping both up is probably a good idea unless otherwise directed, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's not a problem. I just, you know, like I said, I came in late to their training tonight, and, you know, it may have gotten past me when you were saying it.
Roger. Okay, by the way, I don't know when this happened, but W2PKG passed away. I'm reading that. I don't know when that occurred. Stan Sears. But 7-9 is apparently signing N2SE right now until such arrangements can be made to have it sign W2PQG repeat again. In any case, charge up your batteries, fill your gas tanks. That's another thing. Fill your gas tanks, especially if you plan on going anywhere during the event or after, because gas may be hard to get if there's a flood. My guess is it probably won't happen, but, you know, faithful words also have some, you would say, snacks around that you don't have to cook, because you'd be a day or two before power or a hot meal could come your way. Anything else? Anybody else comments, confusions, please call K2BAR. Which I think is a 107.2 PL. and a one-leg split is the Passaic County two-meter frequency. I believe their simplex is 147.57, and I think their primary repeater is NJ2PC on 440.900, I think it is. 440.900. And that's a 97.4 TL, if I remember right. So, in any case, you can look up the Passaic County area site as well for if you need additional information. But, worst comes to worst, our program out on the Sky One frequencies here, and, you know, if you can't find out, don't find us on 7-9 or on 955, look on 7-0 and start looking at 146.535, which is our simplex frequency, and go from there. Anything else for anybody, please call KTVR. Okay. Well, I'd like to offer a moment of silence for W2PQG, Stan Sears. As a longtime trustee, former president, God knows if she's a crooked bottle washer of the 1070 repeater. Let's drop it for a minute. Okay. Maybe rest in peace. Anyway, any other questions, comments, confusions, late check-ins, etc. for the net, please call CTBAR. Alrighty. I want to thank the guys for checking in. We had quite a good list tonight. Good questions. The events of the night kind of took care of the need to have a broad list of questions. We had a broad list of questions, and we still got them done, along with a bunch of other stuff. So, I want to thank KT0, KTZC, K20MI, KW2JEK, NS2K, N2OEL, KC2AWX, KO2OK, K2BDU, KC2THD, KC2PYB, KC2TMR, and this is W2TTT, Gordon, as the Beaver, and K2BAR. Signing clear and returning your repeater to normal amateur use, and encouraging all users of the repeater to support the Burton County Farm Association, who graciously lets us use their repeaters. Thank you, and good night. W2TTT.